Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm joined by Jamie Carragher to talk about the sort of issues facing Jurgen Klopp as a man who's got a little bit of expertise when it comes to playing in Premier League defences.
Supposedly.
Absolutely. Unequivocally. I think there's more issues there than people are maybe talking about. The focus has been so much on midfield. Mm-hmm. And undoubtedly, if the money's getting spent, I'd say the lion's share probably does need to go on the midfield. But where do you think that defence is at? The formation's changed. It feels to me like they've kind of made it work in the back end of the season, but I'm not sure that the old school back four of Robertson, Van Dijk, whoever's fit, and Trent is maybe the answer if they're sticking with this moving forward.
No, I mean, I look at the defence and I think Joel Matip now, I think he's got a year to go. I think if he got, I don't know, 10 million or whatever that price may be, I think it'd probably be right to move on. I do think we need a left-sided defender, like a left-footed centre-back. I think a lot of teams have them. We don't. And Van Dijk's fine on the left. But even Van Dijk, even though he's such a great passer of the ball and he switches play amazing, when you actually watch us play, a lot of the time the ball's getting switched across the back four. When it comes to Virgil, as it would do with any right-footed centre-back on the left, a lot of the time it goes back rather than stepping in.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time with Liverpool, whether it's Konate or Matip mainly, on that right side, they haven't got the long switch that Virgil's got. So what they do is they step in and go on a little. Matip's brilliant at it. But Virgil never does it on his side because he's on his weak foot. So I think having a left-sided player, whether Virgil was out or Virgil could play on the right at times, will just add something to step in at different times. So I think if we're bringing a centre-back in, I'd like to see them have a left foot.
Does that maybe give you a dual option for the Robertson position as well?
Yes, because I think... rather than getting a left back, because I don't think we will, I think Tsimikas will stay. But I think in terms of that sort of left back, left-sided centre-back now, if that's going to be the role, if we continue with this formation, it almost becomes like a back three when you've got the ball. If you're buying someone in that area, you're almost, that's basically what City have got in Nathan Ake. Or basically, someone a little bit similar to me on the other side in terms of a centre-back who could do the full-back one. So you'd be looking for a full-back who can do centre-back rather than a full-back who's almost like a winger.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like that's what basic full-backs are. You'd have one who's either a centre-back who becomes a full-back or a winger goes back and becomes a full-back because, as we know, no one grows up and what. Yeah, we know that one, don't
Nobody
we?
Nobody wants to view it.
Yeah. So I definitely think left-sided centre-back who could almost do that left-back job, I think. And I still do look at right back.
It looks like the almost impossible ask at the minute because I don't think any of us truly understand 100% what the plan is. I think we can see the broad shape of it and we can look at what City have done and we can look at what Arsenal have done. And Trent being so good, is there a little concern there where if he becomes the system, What do you do if then he's not in the team?
100%, yeah. I think it'd be really interesting to see if Liverpool continue with that. They've had great success with it. I still go back to the fact that I don't think this is about getting Trent in midfield. I think it's about Liverpool being better to cope with turnovers. So he always had that five behind the ball because a lot of the time this season, Fabinho's been left on his own in midfield. I highlighted that on Monday Night Football earlier in the season. I think it was Brighton. You know, very early in the season, where teams just winning the ball and going, whoosh. And if we're being totally honest, this happened at Southampton in the last game of the season. So I asked Jurgen Klopp that before the Leeds game, actually, on Monday Night Football, and he said yes, but also to obviously get Trent in there, you know, of course that's a big part of it. But I actually think if we strengthen in midfield, will Jurgen think we're not as easy to sort of play through? So do we almost revert back to what we were? So I'm really interested and intrigued to see that, because it looks like we're going to buy two or three midfield players. They have to find a way of getting them in the team if you want to buy them. And could Trent then just fall back into his natural position? If we continue where we're going with the system, it does feel like it's not just about Trent, it's also about Konate. How many people or centre-backs can almost do that dual role of sort of centre-back and getting out to full-back? And you need pace to do that. He's got that. Joe Gomez, in some ways, you actually think he'd be perfect for it. Really, that sort of right-back, centre-back position. So he should be able to cope when he gets dragged out wide. But yeah, a lot rests on one player then. And if he was ever out for a period of time or you wanted to rest him, who does that? Now, Man City do it with different players. They do, you know, Rico Lewis has done it in the past.
On the Rico Lewis thing, actually, just to jump in, if you don't mind, is he more the other way? More midfielder who goes to full back? And in that regard, because one thing I've been thinking about is whether that's something Stefan Bicetic might be able to do as an understudy almost, a sense, you know, thing?
No. I don't think, I mean, he's doing brilliant that kid. I just don't think that the physicality or the pace to cope if he ever went into a fullback position, if I'm being honest. But that is a worry.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that clip from Paul's exclusive interview with Jamie Carragher. If you want to watch that entire interview or indeed listen to it as a podcast, simply head on over to redmenplus.com, sign up today, and yet you'll get the full interview in your eyes or in your ears.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.